morning, and may our learning serve as a merit, Lili Nishmas, Menashe ben Yosef, and Lili Nishmas, Meira Chai, and Nechama Bracha Lea Shalom, Bas David Mordechai. So we are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines before the bottom on Chaf Lamed Beis. Says the Gemara, Rebbe Ra'adam Balayla, a story. Rebbe once examined a blood specimen at night. You can't really see that well, but apparently it was bright, red enough. B'timei, so it was one of the four colors of red that we've been learning about. He said it was tamei. Ra'bayom, then during the day he looked at it again, and now it was lighter, I guess. V'tihar, he said, you know what? I didn't see it so well last night, it's tahar. And Himtin Sha'achas, and he waited another moment, an hour. Chazer v'timei. And then he said, you know what, really? It is tamei. So he said first at night tamei, in the morning tahar. An hour after he said tahar, he said again tamei. Amar, then he said, Oy li, woe to me, Shema ta'isi. Maybe I made a mistake. Amar says, Shema ta'isi. Maybe I made a mistake. V'atai ta, he certainly made a mistake. It was wrong, because the Gemara is assuming that when he made it tame, it was that, when he ultimately made it tame, it was that he had really thought the color didn't look like a color of tame. But he was saying to himself, okay, now it doesn't look like a color of tame, now it's later. But last night when it was fresh, probably it was tame. So he's making it tame based on an assumption. The time, but we learned it a braisa. Lo yomer chacham. A chacham has a present specimen in front of him. He shouldn't say, well, this is okay, but ilu hayalach, but if this would have been fresh and moist, hayavadai tamei, it would probably be tamei. Ela ein lolodayin, ela mashein avros, the judge only has what his eyes see. So the same thing, right? Why is Rabbi, you know, guessing himself, second-guessing, regretting? He says it's tar, no, maybe it really is tamei. What do you mean? If it looks tar, it should be tar, that's a mistake. The Gemara says, listen, Meikara Achzake Bitame. Really, initially, when he saw it, it was, in fact, Tame. What he saw at night was dark enough to be Tame. Came in the Chazal at Safal Ishtani. In the morning, he saw that it was lighter. But that was not the color he saw the night before. Amar Vaday Tarhu. So then he said, it probably always was Tahar. Balailu Dulo is Chazi Shapir. At night, I didn't see it right. But then, Kevin the Chaza, the Hadar Ishtani, then he saw it a little bit later, it was changing again. In other words, it became even more lighter. So I may say, you know what? I wasn't wrong the first time. Amar hai tamayu. This really was tamayu. It keeps becoming fade. It's fading. But it really initially was tamayu. And that's why Rabbi said, you know what? It is tamayu. But then he said, maybe I was wrong. Maybe really earlier it was also tar. So now Rabbi's decision makes sense. All right, another lesson. How much light do you need to check a specimen? Rebbe Badak L'ora Ner. Rebbe would check using the light of a candle, even though it's not such good light. Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yossi Badak B'yom Ma'unan. Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yossi would check on a cloudy day, also where you don't have so much light. Beni Amudi, between the columns of the Beis Medrash, where he would be learning. Amar Rav Ami Bar Shmuel, V'kulan ein bot kano son, Ella ben chama letzel. All the different specimens should be checked in a spot where it's between the shade and the sun, so you can see a good contrast. Rav Nachman Amar Rav Bar Avua, V'chama, you have to check it in the sun, uvetzel yado, but shading it with the shade of your hand so that it can be a clear view. So you go out into the sun.
The blood physically to the Rebbe to distinguish it and
Yeah.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Undergarments that are dirty or a check that's dirty. Yeah, for sure.
Isn't that woman's obligation to know these things, Rabbi?
No. She doesn't know the differences between these colors of red necessarily. She has to ask. And then the Rav would decide. Okay, we're at the two dots now. All the way on the bottom of Chaf Med Beis, about to turn to Chaf Aleph. Uvim Uchamazuk Shnei Chalakim. The Mishnah said that there's another shade of red, which is the Sharoni wine, diluted 2 measures of water for every measure of wine. Tana, we learned in a Braisa Hasharoni, the Sharon, the wine of Sharon, Nidon Kekarmeli Chai, is treated like the wine of the Carmel, Kekarmeli Chai Velo Mazuk, when the wine of the Carmel has not been diluted at all. Chadash Velo Yashan, when that wine is new and not old, also the same color of red. Rav Yitzchak Bar Avudimi, Rav Yitzchak Bar Avudimi said, the Kula, now all of these, the wine of the Sharon, the wine of the Carmel, a bod can osen el bakos tveria pashat. We only examine them in a simple glass, so it's very clear glass, from the glass of Tveria. Now what makes the glass of Tveria so clear? My time, or why is this? Amar Abaye explained. Shalkol olam kulo, all the other glasses, machzik log, osen osam imana. To make a cup that holds a log, you use a mana worth of glass. Shnei lugin, to hold a cup that holds two lugin, osen osam imasayim, you use two mana worth of glass. Kos Tveria pashut, but the clear, simple glasses of Tveria, afilu machzik shnei lugin, even if it's supposed to contain two lugin, osen osam imana, all you need is one mana's weight of glass. I did the color, so because this glass is so thin, it doesn't have so much raw material, it's very clear, and yedia beitfei, you can see the color of the wine better, you know the color better. Since you know the color better, that's the type of color that you can then use, that's the specimen you can then use to compare that to the blood, to see if the blood is the right color or the wrong color. Hajan Allah, Be'ezus Hashem Yizbarach, Perek HaLayad, Be'hadra Chalan. Now we begin another perek, which is going to deal with the issue of a woman giving birth. So, when a woman gives birth, so then we know there's a tumah of birth. That's the tumah of a week, right? Tumah sleida for a boy. And then you have the tumah of 2 weeks for a female. Now, besides the birth creating tumah, normally when a woman gives birth, there's also blood. So that blood might create tumah. So what happens if a woman had a discharge and it doesn't look like a child? So now you have a whole bunch of possibilities. Maybe even though it doesn't look like a child, it really was a child. It just doesn't look like a child. So that would be a birth, and that would create tumah sleida. Maybe it's not a child that's coming out of her. But even though it's not a child coming out of her, maybe there was blood anyway coming out with her, of her, because she was, that's the area where the blood comes out. So maybe there's a tumah because of the blood that came out. So that's what this mishnah is going to discuss, these different possibilities. All right, we start. Perek HaMapelas. HaMapelas Chaticha. A woman had a discharge. She was pregnant. And then something comes out of her. It's a piece. It doesn't look like a child at all. A piece comes out of her. A piece of stuff. Flesh. The meat. Miscarriage. A miscarriage of some sort, right? But, you know, there could be a miscarriage of just air. If it's just air, then it's not a birth. But or here... Yeah, some tissue comes out. So now it depends.
This is after birth?
During,
there was no birth.
There was no birth. She was pregnant.
She experienced something.
And then what came out was a piece of tissue. That's it.
Before 9 months?
Yes, well before 9 months. V'im yesh imadam, if this piece of tissue had blood with it, then tmeya, then she's tamei. Because of the blood that went along with the tissue, which made her a nida. Imla, but if there is no blood, if there's no blood along with the tissue, she's tahora. Because apparently this tissue itself is not considered a birth. Because if it would be a birth, she'd be tummy as a woman who gave birth. Okay, so again, the Tanakhama says if she discharges tissue, we look to see if there's blood on the outside of the tissue. If there's no blood on the outside of the tissue, she's tahor, because the tissue doesn't look like a child. Rabbi Yudam Rabbi says, no, benkach uvenkach tmeh. Whether there's blood on the outside or not, she's tameh. Why? So we'll see. But presumably, the idea of Rabbi Yehuda is, that the tissue itself is not really tissue. It's coagulated blood. So the tissue itself is blood. So then she's a tamei as a nida.
What color?
Good, very good. We'll see. The Gemara is going to talk about that. Very good. Next, hamapeles kimin klipa. Let's say a woman is pregnant, and then what comes out of her is something which looks like a peel, a rind. Kimin sa'ara. Or what came out of her is a little piece that looks like a hair. Kimin afar. What comes out of her is stuff that looks like dirt. Kimin yavchushin. What comes out of her is a tissue that looks like mosquitoes. Adumim. All these things are reddish. So if what came out of her was reddish dirt, reddish mosquitoes, reddish hair, reddish peels. So now, tati lamayim, she should put these things into the water. If they now disintegrate and it become a liquid, tmeya, so then you know that it was blood. And if it was blood that had coagulated, so now she's tummy. It's blood that came out of her. But if they don't disintegrate, so then they're not blood, they're just a piece. But this is not a piece that looks like a child for sure. Therefore, tahorin, she would tahor entirely. Third case, hamapelas, a woman is pregnant, and then she has a discharge. What comes out of her is kimin dagim, looks like a fish. What came out of her was chagavim, looks like grasshoppers. What came out of her looks like shkatzim or mashin, like creepy crawlers. Again, im yeshi mayim dam, if there's blood with them, tmeya, she is tamei. V'im lav, but if there's no blood with them, so then just the fish, so that's not birth. So she's tahora, she's tahor. Case number four. Hamapelas min behema chaya v'of. A woman was pregnant, and then there's a discharge that comes out of her. What comes out of her looks like an animal. Maybe what came out of her looks like a dog. What came out of her looks like a lion. What came out of her looks like an eagle. So baints may and baints aren't, whether these are kosher creatures or not. Im zachar, if it's a male creature, it's considered a birth, and it's considered the birth of a male. So teshev lezachar, she's tamei now for 7 days, like a woman has the birth of a boy. Im nekeva, and if it's a female creature, teshev lenekeva, she's tamei for 14 days. Im ein yodun, if you don't know if it's male or female, teshev lezachar lenekeva divrei meir, she should have the stringencies of male and female, right? So she would have tumah for 14 days, but tahara for only 26 days. V'chachamam l'chacham say no, kol she'im bo mitzuras adam eino vlad. Any birth of something which doesn't look like a human being is not a child at all, and she doesn't have tumah.
Isn't this like a suffix situation, and then they have to take the worst possible action, like two weeks?
That's the view of Rabbi Meir, but the Chacham say no. Whatever, even though you don't have it here to examine it to see if this dog that came out of her was male or female, but you know for sure it was a dog. So if it's dog, it's not a child. So it's not a birth at all.
It looks like a dog.
Or it looks like a dog.
It's a suffix.
Well, looks like a dog is also treated like a dog. Good. So now says the Gemara, going back to the beginning of the Mishnah. The beginning of the Mishnah was a woman who has a discharge of a piece of tissue. If there's blood with it, she's tamei. If not, she's tahor. So in other words, according to the Chachamim, that tissue is not a child. That tissue is also not blood. That tissue is just tissue. So if she has blood on top of the tissue, then she's tamei. Otherwise not. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, she is tamei, presumably because he believes that tissue is coagulated blood. That's presumably. All right, let's see why Rabbi Yehuda says she's tamei even if there's no blood along the tissue. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Shmuel. Lo tim Rabbi Yehuda. When does Rabbi Yehuda say that tissue that came out makes her tamei? Is addressing the question that was brought up. If that tissue has one of the four bad blood color types, that tissue is the color of muddy water, that tissue is the color of diluted wine of the Sharon, that tissue is the color of blood that comes out of a wound. That tissue is the color red of the pigments of the crocus flower. It would have to be that the tissue itself is reddish, because what's pshat? The pshat is Rabbi Yehuda holds that that piece of tissue is really coagulated blood. So now we're back to the issues of blood. When you have blood, what would make blood tameh? Only one of these four colors of red.
Why does he throw it in the water and see if it dissolves?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I don't know.
Rabbi, any time the wound opens up, definitely blood is involved.
That's another opinion in the Gemara. We're going to see. We're going to get to that. It's a big discussion. Aval sha'ar, there are some disagree with that. Aval shel sha'ar minei damim, but if it's a different color of red, it's now tahor. So that's the view of Shmuel. So since Shmuel holds that the pshat in Rabbi Yehuda is that it's blood, it has to be the right color of blood. However, Rabbi Yochanan amar shel arbas minei damim, if it's one of the four colors of blood, even the Chachamim would disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, namely the Tanakama, would also hold that it's tamei. Shel sha'ar minei damim, and if it doesn't look like one of the four colors, according to Rabbi Yochanan, they're very hakol tahor. Everybody agrees it's tahor. It's a piece of tissue. It's not blood, and it's not a birth. Lo nechleku ela shehipila. So what's the argument between the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yochanan? If she had a miscarriage, v'ni yodas ma'hipila, she doesn't have it here to check what it was. So she said, there was a tissue. I don't know what it was, because I lost it. Rabbi Yehuda, savar b'zil basarov chatichos. Well, let's look at most pieces of tissue. Rov chatiko shel arbas minei dam avyan. Most pieces of tissue are coagulated blood, and most of the bloods are one of these four bad colors of red. So she's tamei. The Rabbanan savri, the Rabbanan disagree according to Rav Yochanan, and they hold lo arminan rov chatiko shel arbas minei dam. We don't say that most pieces are of the four types of blood. No, maybe there's no such majority. They disagree with the reality. People have discharges, and they don't look like those bad colors. So this is what the Gemara says. An argument here to try to explain the view of Rabbi Yehuda. According to Shmuel, the view of Rabbi Yehuda is that tissue is really blood. Therefore, it's only if it's the four bad colors. The Chachamim disagree. They hold that tissue is not blood. Tissue is tissue. That's why they say even if it's the four bad colors, it's still tahor. However, according to Rabbi Yochanan, everybody agrees that tissue can oftentimes be blood, and therefore it's one of the four bad colors. Everybody agrees it's tameh. Everybody agrees that if it's not one of the four bad colors, it's tahor. The argument is about a totally different issue. What happens if the tissue is lost? Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's a majority, that the tissue is from the four bad bloods. The Chacham holds, no, there is no such majority, and if the tissue is lost, then they are metahir. Eini, is this really so? When Rav Hoshaya came from Nahardah, he came and he brought a brisa in his hand. And we're going to quote this brisa a couple of times today. We learned in the brisa, when there's a discharge of a piece of tissue, if the tissue was aduma, if it was red, fire engine red, red like the red of a wound, okay, or shchora, or black, these are colors that are bad colors. Or yeruka, or it was yellowish, that's an okay color. Or levana, white, which is certainly a fine color. Okay, if any of these four things happened, im yesh im adam tmeya, if there was blood on the outside of the tissue coming with it, she's tamei. V'im la, but if there's no blood, tahora, she is tahor. Rabbi Yehuda says, ben kach, whether there's blood or whether there isn't blood, tmeya, if there's tissue, she's tamei. So now, one second. This doesn't work with anyone. Kashi l'Shmuel b'chada, l'Rabbi Yochanan b'tzarti. This braisa is a problem for Shmuel on one point, and it's a problem for Rabbi Yochanan on 2 points. L'Shmuel b'chada, one problem here for Shmuel. D'amar Shmuel, what did Shmuel say? Lo timi Rabbi Yehuda l'b'chaticha shel arba minei dam. Shmuel says, when does Rabbi Yehuda say that the tissue is tamei, even though there's no blood on the outside of the tissue? If the tissue's color is one of the four bad colors, then it's tamei. But Akatani, but here it says explicitly, Yeruka, if the tissue is yellow, Levana, if the tissue is white, still going to be tamei. Apollo Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda's arguing. Rabbi Yehuda holds apparently it's tamei even when the tissue is not a bad color. So that's against Shmuel. V'chitzim, if you're going to tell me, no. Ki palagib Yehuda aduma l'shchora. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda only holds that the tissue doesn't need to have blood if the tissue itself is red or if the tissue is black. But ayiruku levana lo. But if the tissue is yellow, if the tissue is white, then Rabbi Yehuda holds that it doesn't create a tumah, just the tissue. So if that's the case, ayiruku levana leman katanila. And why did the Bryce even mention a discharge that's white and green? Ilim rabbanan, if it's for the rabbanan, hashda adumo shchorim itari rabbanan. Rabbanan say that if the tissue is red or black, it's not tummy unless there's blood with it. So certainly if it's going to be white or yellow, they're going to say it's not tummy unless there's blood with it. So why was the case of yellow and white mentioned for Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that even without blood it's tummy? So you see explicitly that Rabbi Yehuda holds that even white and yellow without blood is tummy. That's against Shmuel. Now, this brice is also a problem for Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that if the discharge, the tissue is one of the four bad shades of red, everyone agrees that it's tummy. What do you mean? Hakatani, but here in this brice it said, adumo shchora, if you have a discharge that's red or black, only if there's blood with it is it tummy. Upligi Rabbanan, the Rabbanan disagree. They say only if there's blood with it is it tummy. Nachitim, you're going to tell me, keep Ligi Rabbanan Ayiruku Levana. When do the Rabbanan say that it's only tummy if there's blood? If it's green or black. Aval adumo shchora lo, but if it's red, I'm sorry, if it's green or white. But if the discharge, if the tissue is red or black, then they say no, it's tummy, even without blood with it. El adumo shchora leman katanila. So then, why is it even mentioned here, red or black? Ilim Rabbi Yehuda, if it was said for Rabbi Yehuda, Ashti Ruku Levana Tzmeya, he holds that if it's white or yellowish, it's tummy without blood. Adumo shchora mibaya, certainly red or black would be tummy. El lav Rabbanan, so must be, it's for the view of the Rabbanan, who hold that the tissue itself is not tummy. It has to be only with red, it has to be with blood on it. Completely. So apparently they argue even about red or black. So we have a problem with these explanations. So again, going back to the Mishnah said, if a woman discharges a tissue, if there's blood with it, she's tummy. If there's no blood on it, she's tahar. That's the chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda says, even without any blood on it, she is tameh, even without any blood on it. So what's pshat in the machlokas? We said maybe the machlokas is whether the discharges of tissue are blood or not. That's the view of Shmuel. Maybe everybody agrees that discharges of tissue are blood. The only question is if you don't have a discharge around to check, do you assume it was blood? That's the view of Rabbi Yochanan. That doesn't seem to work with this braisa. So, Ella, Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, no, there's a different explanation for what is the argument between the Tanakhama and Rav Yehuda. This is the point that Baruch brought up. They're arguing about whether the womb can open without blood. Maybe there's an assumption that whenever the womb opens, automatically there was blood that came out with it. So therefore, if you hold that there can be blood, there can be something without blood. So that's apparently the view of the Chacham. So the Chacham said like this, the tissue itself is not blood. If there's blood on the tissue, so then she's tummy. But if there's no blood on the tissue, even if it's one of the four bad colors, it's not blood. It's just meat. It's just flesh. It's not blood. And if there's no blood with it, we don't say that there was blood because the womb opened. It just got lost. There's no blood. Therefore, she is tahar. The Rabbanan hold, in other words, that the womb can open without blood coming out. However, according to Yehuda, no matter what the discharge is, the discharge can be white. She'll also be tummy. Why? Because if something came out of her, that means the womb opened. If the womb opened, that means there was blood too. The womb doesn't open and let things out without blood. We may not see the blood. But the blood got lost, but there was blood. Since there was blood, she is tummy. So again, Ela Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, what's the argument? The argument is not about rove. The argument is not about whether a piece is blood or it's flesh. That's not the argument. The argument is be'efshel psichas hakever below dam kamiflagi. The argument is when the womb opens and things come out of it, do we assume that there was also blood that came out? Is it that there's always blood that came out? Chacham say no, we don't assume that. So therefore, if there is blood, there's a problem. Otherwise, not. And Rebbe says we do assume that. So no matter what this tissue looks like, there's always going to be a problem. This is a famous argument, but plukta da'ani tanoi, as we have this argument amongst the following tanoim, a very important point throughout the Masechta. There are two different time periods within a month for a woman. There's 11 days, which are called ziva days. If during those 11 days she bleeds for 3 days in a row, she becomes a zava gedola. She's a zava gedola, she needs 7 clean days, she has to bring karbanos to become tahar. If during those 11 days she bleeds for 1 day or 2 days, she's not yet a zava gedola. She's what's called shomeres yom keneged yom. She needs 24 hours of no blood, and then she can go to the mikvah. And we've learned that if a woman is giving birth during her ziva days, so she bleeds through the giving birth, that's blood from the birth. It's not blood from the ziva. It wouldn't make her into a zava. But if she had birth contractions and blood came out, but then she ended up not giving birth, then we say, no, it really wasn't birthing blood. That is ziva blood, and she would become a zava. So what about the following situation? The time we looked in a brisa. Yes?
The pregnant woman never gets a ziva.
She could have ziva.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh,
ziva is bleeding during a certain time of the month. So now, we learned in a brisa. Kishta shnayim. Let's say during two of her ziva days, she's having birth pangs. And when she's having the contraction, she has blood. Ulishlishi, on the third of the days, Hipila, she actually had a miscarriage. But, Enyodas, my Pila, she lost whatever came out of her. So we don't know if what came out of her was tissue, what came out of her may have been a fetus, what came out of her may have been just, you know, skin with air inside, nothing. We don't know. So now we are in a situation of suffix. So now, turning to Chaf Aleph and Beis, there are really three possibilities here. Harezu safek leida. It could be that she had given birth. Okay, then she's going to be tamei, she's going to have to bring karbanos. Safek ziva. Maybe the third time around, she may have had blood again, and it was just air. So now she's a zava. Also, she needs to bring karbanos. On the other hand, there's another possibility, which is it may have been that what came out of her was just air, so she's not a it's not a birth, but maybe there was no blood with her, because efshel psichas hakever below dam, as we're going to see, this opinion holds that you could have the womb open without any blood coming out. So then she just had bleeding for 2 days, she's not a zava gedola, and therefore she shouldn't be bringing a carbon at all. So in such a case, may via carbon, ve'eno nechal. She brings a carbon, and it cannot be eaten. Right? On the chance that she's a woman who gave birth, it could have been eaten. On the chance that she's a zava, also it could have been eaten. But on the chance that she had a discharge of air and no blood when she had that discharge, then she's not a zava, and therefore it can't be eaten. Okay, Rabbi Yeshua says no. Mevia carbon v'nechal. She certainly can eat this carbon. Certainly this carbon should be brought. Why? Because what do you have here? You may have had, you know, air coming out of her, but if her cervix and womb open, we know there's blood. So since there's blood, if there's air, she's a zava. And if there wasn't air, and it was what came out of her was, you know, a fetus, so then certainly she should be bringing a carbon because there was a later, there was a birth. So either there was a birth and that requires a carbon, or there's zava that requires a carbon. There's no possibility of there being nothing. So what's the argument? Rabbi Yeshua explains. He holds she efshel psichas hakever below dam. It's not possible to have the womb open without blood coming out. But since blood certainly came out, she is either tmeya for birth, or she's tmeya as a zava, and therefore, either way, she should be bringing a carbon.
Is it the same carbon, Rabbi?
Yeah, it is the same carbon, yeah.
No pigeons, no birds?
Two pigeons, yeah.
Pigeon?
Two, yeah.
Okay.
All right, Lishnachrina, another version, which is going to be very similar. It's just a little, it's a change what Rabbi Yochanan said. Amila, this is how they said it in the yeshiva. Again, going back to the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, we have an argument. The Mishnah says if a woman has a discharge of a piece of tissue, according to the Tanakhama, if the tissue has blood on it, she's tummy. Without blood, she's tar. Rabbi Yehuda says, even if there's no blood on the tissue, she is tummy. So according to the other version, I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda said, Shmuel. Lotim Rabbi Yehuda lebechaticha shel arba minei dam. When does Rabbi Yehuda say that without blood on the tissue, she's tummy? If the piece of tissue is one of the four bad colors, because then we say it's blood, one of the four bad bloods. Avos shel arba minei dam. But if it's a different color, tahora, she'd be tahor. That's what Shmuel said. Because Shmuel's explaining Rabbi Yehuda now, not based on the womb opening, meaning that there's blood, but rather that a tissue is coagulated blood. And he asks the Gemara, is that so? When Rav Hoshaya came from Nahardah, he came and he brought a brice in his hand. The brice said the following, if a woman has a discharge of a piece of tissue, which is either red or black, or yellowish or white, im yesh ima dam, if on the tissue there's also blood, tameya, she's tamei, vim la, but if the tissue doesn't have blood, even if it's red, even if it's black, even it is tahora, she is tahor. That's the Tana Kama. Rabbi Yudam Yudah says, no, venkach, whether it has blood or not, tameya, she's tamei. Okay, so now, according to Shmuel, there's a problem. Katani adumo shchora yeruku levana. It speaks here of tissue that's red, tissue that's black, tissue that's green, yellowish, and tissue that's white. Upalag Yudah. And Yudah says, in all of these cases, she's tamei. But if you're going to tell me, ki palag Yudah adumo shchora, when does Yudah hold that she's tamei with all these cases, if the tissue is black or red? Abel yeruku levana. But if it's yellowish or white, lo, he doesn't argue. One second. Eliruku levana man katanilas. Then why did he even mention yellowish and white? Ilim l'rabanan, if it's for the rabbanan to say that they hold it, if it's yellowish and white, it has to have blood with it to be tamei. Well, hashta adum oshchara kametzari rabbanan. The rabbanan say that when you have black or red tissue, you need to have blood with it to be tamei. Yeruku levana mibayas. Certainly white and yellowish, they're going to say it's only going to be tamei if you have blood with it. El lavsa must be the Rebbe Yehuda. Must be this according to the view of Rebbe Yehuda. Upalik, and you see that Rabbi Yehuda argues, and he holds that even white and yellowish without blood is tummy. So that's against Shmuel, who says that the tissue has to have the bad colors to be tummy. These are good colors, and nevertheless, it's tummy. Ella, so therefore, Amar said, who's it now? I think it's Rabbi Yochanan. Ella, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So according to this version, this is what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan says not that the argument is about majorities of tissue discharges, but rather Rabbi Yochanan was the one who said, the argument in the Mishnah is, can there be an opening of the womb with no blood coming out? The same argument that we had amongst these Tanoim, the Tanoim of the Nebraisa, if it's during the 11 days of Ziva, Kashtashnayim, and this woman who's during her 11 days of Ziva has contractions for 2 days, Ulishlishi, and then on the third day, Hipila, she actually had a discharge. But any Yodas, Mahipila, she doesn't know what she discharged. Harezu, Safik Leda. That's a situation where we're unsure if there was a birth. Safik Ziva. Maybe, it, right? She doesn't know what she discharged. Maybe it was a birth of a fetus. So she's a Tmeya Leda. Maybe it wasn't a birth. Maybe it was Ruach. But there was blood with the Ruach. So could be that she is Safik Ziva. Then she's a Zava. Could be that there was Ruach with no blood. And then she's nothing. She's just Shomer Yom Keneged Yom. So therefore, maybe a carbon. She brings a carbon because since it may have been nothing, and a nechel doesn't get eaten. Rabbi Yeshua says, no matter what, she has to be bringing a carbon. Either there was a birth, or she's a zava. Maybe a carbon and nechel. Why? Because Rabbi Yeshua holds lefishi yefshel psichos hakever below dam. You can't have a womb open without blood coming out. So therefore, that same argument is the argument in our Mishnah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, no matter what color the tissue is, she's tamei, because if there's tissue coming out of her, that means there's psicha sakever, an opening of the womb. That means there was blood. We may not see the blood, but the blood was there. And according to the Chachamim, she is tehora if there is no blood, because they believe afshel psicha sakever below dam, the womb can open without blood coming out. Okay, we're on the third wide line now here on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Tanu Rabbanan we learned in a brisa. Hamapeles chaticha, woman who has a discharge of a piece of tissue. Now a third opinion, unlike our Mishnah. Sumcha Soma Mishum Rabbi Meir. Sumcha says in the name of Rabbi Meir, Vachena Rishim Menasi Omer Kidvarav. And Rishim Menasi also used to say like him, what should she do? Kora, she should cut open this piece of tissue. Im yesh dam bistocha, if there's blood inside of the tissue, Tmeya, she's tummy. Vim lav, if there's no blood inside of it, Tohora. Then she's Tohora. The Gemara explains the view of Sumchas. On one issue, he's like the Rabbanan. And yet on the other hand, Adifa Kirabbanan. Adifa Mirabbanan. He's more than the Rabbanan. Kirabbanan, on one issue, he's like the Rabbanan. The Ami, because they hold Efshalim Psichas HaKever below Dam. You can have a discharge because the womb can open and no blood will come out. So here too, there may have been no blood. But Adifa Mirabbanan, but on the other hand, he is stricter than the Rabbanan. In Usavri, they say, when is she tameh? If the blood is imas, with there, on the tissue. In Biso Chalo, but if the blood is in the tissue, then not. The Sumcha Savar, Sumchas apparently holds, Afilu Bisocha, even if the blood is inside of the tissue, that also is a natural form of a period, and therefore she is tameh. Second Braisa, Tanya Idach, now we have another Braisa, Hamapeles Chaticha. Again, this scenario of our Mishnah, a woman who has a miscarriage of a piece of tissue. Ravach Amar Korah. Ravach says he tears it open. Im Tocha Madim. If the inside is turning red, so it's reddish, doesn't even have to have blood, it just looks red. Tameya, that's alone enough for her to be Tamei. We say it's blood then. Vim Lav, and otherwise she's Tahora. So this is Kesumchis. Ravach is like Sumchis, and a little bit more. Adifa Misumchis. He's saying, it could be that there's no blood, even though the womb opened. But on the other hand, he's saying, even if there's no blood, if it's just reddish, then that already means that there was blood, and she is Tameya. Now we have a third braisa, Mapelas Chaticha. If a woman has a miscarriage of a piece of tissue, Reb Binyamin Omer Korah, Reb Binyamin says she tears it open, Im Yesh Ba'etzem, if there's a bone in it, Imo Tameya Leida, then you know that it was a child, it was a fetus if there was a bone, and the mother is tamei for having given birth. Amrev Chizda, v'chaticha levana. That's referring to when she had a discharge of a piece of tissue that was white. V'chein ki asa zuza de min chadyav. This also is what Zuza from Chadyav said. Asa v'aisa masnisa biyadeh. He came and he brought a brice in his hand. Amapelas chaticha levana. A woman has a discharge of a piece of tissue which is white. Kora, she has to tear it open. Im yesh ba'etzem, if there's a bone in it. Emot me'aleda, the mother is tamei for having had a birth. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rishim Ben Yochai. And finally, Rabbi Yochanan says, name Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai, Hamapelas Chaticha, a woman has a discharge of a piece of tissue. Korah, she has to tear it open. Im yesh badam agur, if there is blood that has collected, that's pooled in a certain place, tamei, she's tamei. V'im lav tor, otherwise she's tar. So on the one hand, he's kesumchis, v'kilu mikulu, but he's much more lenient than sumchis. Sumchis says, if there's any blood, she's tamei. He's saying, no, not any blood. Has to be a lot of blood inside of her for her to be Tameh. Nida. Tumas Nida. Tumas Nida. We're going to see that in a second. Tumas Nida. Bo'aminei Reb Yirmiyam Reb Zeir. Reb Yirmiyam asked the question of Reb Zeir. Aro Adam Ishfo Feres Ma. What happens if a woman sees blood through a pipe, through a catheter? So the blood did not go out of her in the normal way where it's touching the wall of the vagina. It went out through a tube. What are we going to say? Bivsar, I'm Rachman of Lobashofaris. Maybe Hashem says that there's blood in her flesh, not through a tube. The word Bivsara teaches us that even if the blood didn't go out of her body, she's tame, as long as it's in the vagina. But in a tube, it is tame. Hashem said it has to be blood in your flesh, not blood in a tube. Because if it was just to teach us that she's tummy, even when the blood didn't go out of her body, the Torah then should have just said, Bisara. My Bivsara. Why did it say Bivsara? So you see two things. Ask the Gemara. But didn't Rabbi Yochanan just say in the name of Shimon Yochanan, if she has a discharge of a piece, you open up the piece, if there's blood inside, she's tome, otherwise not. One second, even if there's blood inside, that blood is not going through the walls of the vagina. It's inside of a piece. It's like blood inside of a tube. You must know, what's the comparison? There, that's a normal, natural way of blood. The blood is in a piece of flesh. But over here, if the blood is in a tube, it's not the normal way of blood, and therefore she is tahora. Okay, we'll continue at this point, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow. Rabbi Hananya ben Akashi Omer, Ratzaka.